Box tree autographs have roots in the earth. When garden owners step indoors, it's no better. Every wall in their houses adds to the lie, with pictorial herbage cluttering up frieze and dado. Sometimes branches and garden ornaments even dangle from ceilings. For most Romans, growing a shrub in an urn reminds them of their agricultural forebears quite enough, while the landscaped panoramas they gaze upon indoors are a symbol of the leisured life in a civilized city, where the natural world can be permanently tamed without the intervention of worms. Both poets and landowners live in a dream. These fellows couldn't plant a seed, or if they did, it would damp off. Art and literature are wrong. A gardener keeps his grounds tidy by inflicting death. He sees living things as weeds and pests, so he kills them. Horticulture calls for a shed that is crammed full of poisons and very sharp tools. Do not be fooled. Any walk through a garden will take you past amputated branches, torn up beds, desiccated trees, mould, blight, fungi, smells, and dead rodents with bedraggled fur that expired last night in the middle of your path. Crows flying overhead will have dropped bloody entrails they snatched at the meat market. The elegant ivy winding itself up that tree is strangling it. You yourself are in danger. As you recoil from the carnage that greets you on all sides, take care. You may slip over, tumble down a slope, or turn your ankle in a hole. Watch out for wasps. Make sure you do not step on a rake. That's a common route to a cracked skull and sepsis. You may enter a garden on foot, but you will probably leave it in a barrow carried like a sack of trimmings. The man wheeling you is whistling while you are moaning with pain. Gardens are regarded as places to be solitary. Don't believe it. Naiads are raped by randy satyrs. Gods chase after girls who must be turned into trees for their own good. People you wouldn't want as neighbours bring obscenely stuffed bread rolls, then play shrieking games at picnics. Grass mowers who look as if they're planning to stab someone edge too close, then if you dare to catch their eye, they talk to you interminably. Everywhere there are isolated spots where bad things happen. That predator rustling unseen in the undergrowth may not be a snake, but something much worse. Public gardens are favourite places to dispose of murdered corpses. In all of this, the sacred Grove of the Caesars was no different. I would never have ventured within its pesky railings, except that my husband had had to rush away to the country because a relative was dangerously ill. Chapter 2. When the letter arrived, Tiberius was feeling tired. Everyone in our house was the same that morning, because yesterday had been the emperor's triumph. Last night, my family had decided a feast must be hosted by Tiberius and me. We were newlywed. We hadn't yet quarrelled with enough people to be off limits. Besides, since we owned a building firm, we had a big yard. My family welcomed that with glee. So a fire pit for roasting meats was dug there. Men knocked together trestle tables, women decorated our courtyard with garlands. Then scads of relatives turned up, led by dippy aunts with trays of suspiciously dog-eared pastries. The words, "Don't worry, we'll bring food," can be a double-edged promise. Today, as the aunts came to ask for their trays back, even our cook was tired. Anyone who could face breakfast had to fend for themselves. My elegant new steward was wandering about like a man who had tidied up the wine flagons last night by drinking all the dregs in the bottom. Dromo, the slave who looked after Tiberius, was sound asleep. Sousa, my maid, ditto. The dog was hiding. My husband could be seen sitting in the courtyard, as motionless and silent as a man who was wondering how the universe began. A beaker of herb tea had gone cold on the bench beside him. I was awake. Someone must stay on duty. The place was a wreck. I tried some gentle clearing up. Soon I stopped bothering. Two messengers came that morning and were admitted by me when everyone else ignored their knocks.